KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Monday's boys state baseball tournament had Class 2A quarterfinal action at Principal Park in Des Moines. And the following scores were on the slate. Beckman Catholic, a 3-2 winner over Columbus Catholic. Kemper Catholic topped off Spirit Lake 5-1. North Polk defeated Albia 2-1 in 13 innings of play, and that was actually the longest game played in state baseball tournament history, as they went well over 3 hours and over the 3.5 hour mark there in that ball game last night. Roland Story, a 2-1 winner over Mount Vernon. Also in boys state baseball schedule here for today, Class 3A quarterfinals will be taking place once again at Principal Park in Des Moines. At noon, it's Boone taking on Davenport Assumption. At 2 o'clock, Bishop Heelan will take on Williamsburg. At 6 o'clock, it's Sheridan taking on Clear Lake. And at 8 o'clock, Harlan will match up against Dallas Center Grimes. Well, the Western Iowa Conference has announced their 2013 baseball all-conference honorees, and in the first team, the pitcher includes Gable Sundman of Underwood, the senior, and also senior Marcus Fouts of Missouri Valley. The catcher was senior Braxton Mitten of Trainer. First baseman Trey Robinson of Trainer, the sophomore. In the infielders were Alex Sorensen of Trainer, Austin Conzer of Underwood, Tyler Robinson of AHST, Mike West of Missouri Valley. And in the outfield, Ben Chapin of Trainer, Avery Humphreys of Trainer, and Brandon Huebner of Tri-Center. Also utility players named to the first team were Spencer Hember of Missouri Valley, Grant Mantell of Trainer, and Nick Guarino of Tri-Center. That was those first team honorees. Also the all-academic team included Mason Anstey of Griswold, Tanner Potter of Griswold, Andy Hoffman of Audubon, Colton Jensen of Audubon, and also Marty Dolan of Tri-Center, Taylor Nelson of Tri-Center, Jake Larson of AHST, Ian Patrick and Christian Jorgensen, both of Riverside, just to name a few there. Also, the Western Iowa Conference softball all-conference honorees were announced as well, and on the first team there included Madison Kaiser of Trainer and Caitlin Diltz of Underwood. Also, catchers, Kate Killinger of Trainer and Allison Waters of Underwood. First baseman was Chelsea Hardesty of Underwood. The infielders, Bailey Jansen of Missouri Valley, Toby Yates of Underwood, Jackie Rush of Griswold, and Brianna Martins of AHST. The outfielders on the first team included Haley Hellstrom of Missouri Valley, Larissa Backus of Griswold, Rachel Landon of Underwood, and the utility player was Laura Hempel of Trainer. On to the second team there. They included Mallory Christensen of Tri-Center, Brooke Hansen of Griswold as a pitcher there on that team. Catcher Taylor Frayne of Riverside named to that team. Marissa Halbrick of Audubon was a first base second teamer. Also locally, Casey Porsche of Audubon, a infielder, and Rachel Novotny, an infielder as well from Riverside there on the second team. And second team outfielders included Rachel Fago of Riverside and Emily Nelson of Audubon. And that's just to name a few there on that second team. All-conference, academic all-conference honorees from Audubon, Marissa Halbrick and Emily Nelson, Mallory Christensen of Tri-Center, Larissa Backus and Danielle Russell of Griswold on that all-academic or all-conference academic team as well. Missouri Valley's Haley Hellstrom. Trainer had Madison Kaiser, Kate Killinger, Lexis Rogers, Emma Feen, and Chelsea Cooper. Riverside, Rachel Fega, and AHST represented by Brianna Martins and Lauren Sievers, and Underwood was represented by Caitlin Diltz and Chelsea Hardesty there on that academic all-conference team for Western Iowa Conference. The All-Hawkeye 10 conference softball team was announced as well, and first team selections from each team included from Harlan, Taylor Shaben, Logan Shaben, and Kelsey Cron. From Glenwood, Lisa Neville and Jalen Stanton. From Lewis Central, Morgan Means, McKenna Dufick, and Ali Martinez. From Creston, Haley LeMasters and Taylor Briley. Tennyson included Rachel Cook and Shelby Piper. And from Atlantic, Rianne Kappel. From Clorinda, Jadra Moses. And from Kemper, Moriah Bowman there on the first team. Also named to the second team from Atlantic, Mackenzie Holmes and Emily Mitchell. And honorable mention as well from Atlantic was Tori Bruck, the sophomore. Moving on to Major League Baseball notes for you. Francisco Liriano allowed one run over seven dominant innings. Pedro Alvarez hit his NL-leading 27th home run. And the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals 9-2 last night, a game you heard here on KJN. Liriano struck out eight and walked just two to win his fifth straight start. The Pirates kicked off the key series at PNC Park by sending the Cardinals to their fourth straight loss to pull within a half game of the lead in the NL Central. Clint Barnes doubled twice and drove in two runs for Pittsburgh. Andrew McCutchen added two hits and an RBI. Jake Westbrook continued to struggle against the Pirates. He fell to 1-8 against Pittsburgh in his career after surrendering four first-inning runs. Other scores from baseball action in the American League, it was Tampa Bay over Boston 2-1. Cleveland beat the White Sox 3-2. Texas over the Angels 4-3. Oakland beat Toronto 9-4. In the National League, it was Atlanta over Colorado 9-8 in 10 innings of play. The Mets beat Miami 6-5. It was Milwaukee over the Cubs 5-0. And San Diego 2-1 over Cincinnati. In Pacific Coast League baseball action, Oklahoma City topped the I-Cubs 4-3, and Nashville beat the Omaha Storm Chasers 4-2. Today's PCL games include Iowa at Salt Lake and Omaha at Tacoma. Those are late games out on the West Coast. Iowa will open the battle for Atlanta's holiday basketball tournament in the Bahamas against Xavier on Thanksgiving Day. The winner of the Hawkeyes-Musketeers game on November 28th will face either UTEP or Tennessee in the second round. If Iowa were to reach the tournament final, they could end up facing Kansas. The Hawkeyes and Musketeers last met in the Paradise Jam in the U.S. Virgin Islands back in 2010. Xavier beat Iowa in that game 86-73. North Dakota State University is the unanimous first pick to repeat as Missouri Valley Conference football champions, and the Bison got all 39 first-place votes in the preseason poll of league coaches, media, and sports information directors. NDSU has won back-to-back football championship subdivision titles. They're followed in the poll by South Dakota State, Northern Iowa, Illinois State, and Youngstown State there in the top of the preseason poll rankings. Chiefs Chairman Clark Hunt says he's pleased with the setup of training camp at Missouri Western State University and would be in favor of extending the team's stay beyond next season. The Chiefs are in the fourth year of a five-year deal to stage training camp in St. Joe, Missouri, about a 90-minute drive north of Arrowhead Stadium. Many teams have eschewed going away for camp as they build gleaming new practice digs, but Hunt said he appreciates the camaraderie that is built through players living in the dorms. Hunt said it would be possible to have camp in Kansas City, but there would be hurdles to overcome. Dining facilities are limited and there's less room for fans. Hunt said the Chiefs will evaluate their future in St. Joseph after this year. That's a look at some of the latest sports here this hour for you here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.